off. They will play Marshall next week as they continue to try to, win the Mid-American Conference Championship and play teams that were in the Mid-American Conference. So I feel good about them getting the crown this year. How about you? Think the Buckeyes are going to win that crown?
Sure.
The Mid-American Conference crown?
I think they have a good chance.
You had to look at me.
As long as they don't play Northern Illinois.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. You know, did we even touch on that? I can't remember.
No,
did we touch on that in the beginning?
I have nothing against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I don't either.
In fact, I think it's obviously a great school, great academics.
I root
great
for Notre Dame
history.
Most weeks.
Sure. But, man, I loved watching Northern Illinois win that game. That's just, as a MAC guy, you know, you and I both went to MAC schools.
Yeah.
And
I still pay for a MAC school now.
There you go. Congratulations.
I love it.
Yeah, congratulations. And
I'm surprised they haven't come after me for the other parking tickets I had in the late 80s. Keep going, yes.
Give it time.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find me somewhere.
I just loved watching a MAC school upset a big-time school. I just think that's great.
I don't know. And again, this is not being a Notre Dame hater, because I am not. I mean, you saw I was wearing a Notre Dame shirt the other day. I like Notre Dame. And I like to root for Notre Dame when they're not playing Ohio State. I just think it's good for the game, the upsets. As long as it's not Ohio State, I'm down with everybody getting upset. I have no problem with that. There's something about it. I do think
if Kent State, your alma mater, played Ohio State, would you be giddy if Kent State won?
They have played.
Or would you be bummed if Ohio State lost?
I would be like,
I'd be giddy. I'd be going nuts.
I can tell you exactly what I would be.
If the Akron Zips beat Ohio State, I would go nuts.
Akron was the only Ohio team to ever beat Ohio State. I think wasn't that one of the stats that came out last week?
It goes back
like 18 something or another.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. If Kent State beat Ohio State in football, I would be saying, okay, Kent State, wake up. Smell the coffee. Let's invest more money into football and actually be the sitting giant that you are in Northeast Ohio.
So you would take something positive and turn it into a negative.
Well, you know why? Because when they went to the Elite Eight,
the greatest
they had
college
a chance.
Moment, sports moment in my lifetime.
Right. When Ohio State went to the Elite Eight, or when Kent State went to the Elite Eight? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, personally, greatest sports moment in college in my lifetime. For me, because I went there.
It was
the coolest.
Ohio State winning the national championship in 02 was. But I just saw it because I was sitting there and there was just all this reason I had spent years covering Ohio State and getting to know the program and knowing people there.
Sure.
Like, I just don't understand. I drive by it like probably 3 or 4 times a week, and I look at what Kent State basketball has been able to do, and I'm like, could we please give Rob Senderoff a little bit more? Can they give him more money? Can they get out of that arena? Can they do a little bit more? So that's, I would see it if like Kent State beat Ohio State in football, I would be like, good, now you have a jumping off point. You just made millions of dollars in free advertising.
It did get Stan Heath a job.
How many other jobs that came out of that
Penn State
era?
And went to Arkansas.
Yeah, how about Gary and Gary Waters? And not that it was his team, but those teams were going to the NCAA.
Gary ended up at Rutgers.
Yeah, and so you know,
before that team made the Elite Eight.
Why? I'm missing one. There was another coach that also got elevated and lifted from Kent. Yeah, there is. I'll look it up in a second. It's not on my train of thought right now. But I look at those. Jim Christian. That
went
was
to Boston College.
Good job, Jeff. I look at those as opportunities for Mid-American Conference schools. Like, think about...
I think Jim went somewhere else first, though.
But still, I just like, it's an opportunity for Mid-American Conference schools to jump up, to take it to the next level. And don't sit back on your laurels. Don't take the money you got from making the Elite Eight and start spreading it all. Put some of that money back into the basketball program. Get out of the antiquated gym that you play in every week from 1876? Or something like that. I'm surprised Kent State doesn't play in the end of a stage in an auditorium. I look at that arena, how they were going to rebuild it. Kent State deserves another arena. Akron probably does too. But Kent has put a lot back in it. Why did you get me going on this trail? This bothers me, Jeff. Your fault. Your alumni dollars at work.
A positive, I thought, Dano. And then just one interesting question about if Kent State beat Ohio State, would he be excited because his alma mater won, or would he be bummed because his girlfriend won?
Jeff.
And all of a sudden we're talking about
The problem is Kent State's not in a situation to be able to ever win a national championship. Maybe now that there's a 12 team.
That doesn't mean you can't root for the home team, baby.
Jeff, if you whip a T-bone into the bear pit and expect the bears to not eat it, that's on you.
Yes, that is on you.
So this is all your fault.
I would just say, please, if Kent State did pull off something like that, please take advantage of the opportunity. Please take advantage of the opportunity. You are a sitting giant in Northeast Ohio and have the opportunity to be so much more athletically than you are.
Danny, can I say this to you?
Sure, go ahead.
I got exactly what I wanted.
You think.
Hence the reason you whipped the T-bone down into the bear pit.
This all goes back to a little story I'd like to talk about called the Pac-12.
Yeah?
And is the Pac-12 coming back to life?
Pac-4.
Pac-2 right now.
Two. The Pack.
Oregon State and Washington State. Congratulations.
Way to go.
You have your own conference.
Good to be, guys.
So now it appears that Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, they are all on their way to the Pac-12, which would make it the Pac, what now?
Six.
Six. So they need two more to actually be a conference.
A conference.
Right? So there are plenty of schools that are out there that you could probably say, and I'm just reading College Football News. And they speculated on who might be the next best teams to fill the hole.
UTEP.
UConn is the first, because I think of them as a traditional West Coast school.
Go ahead, Andy. Thank you. I was going to say, nothing screams Pacific Conference like UConn.
Nevada would be another school.
Now, see, that one could work.
Yeah, I'm looking at these former Big Sky schools.
Love the Wolfpack. I love their colors, by the way. Dark blue and silver, they look good.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm looking at some of these. And
our buddy Joe Englert went to Nevada.
Oh, good. I
played for the Wolfpack.
Man, I was up all night trying to figure out where he played, and now I feel better. I'm kidding, Joe.
That's Baskin being the wise ass, Joe.
That's a rip on Jeff, not on you. I appreciate you for all you've done. New Mexico would be another option.
I appreciate you for all you've done.
Yes, what he's done for baseball in this area.
And you can just sling it better than most anybody
I mean,
know.
Hasn't he? Hasn't he done a great job for baseball, especially young kids
Absolutely.
In the area?
Absolutely, Joe's a fine youth coach in the area.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. I tip my cap to you.
You're so full of beans, Eve.
I am not. All right, other schools.
Sincerity when you laugh when you say that.
That's not true. I respect Joe. Can I say that? Am I allowed to respect him?
Oh, no, it's nothing
for his
about
baseball
that.
Ability?
You just went, no, I'm not.
Now, suddenly, I've become Phelps, and Phelps has become Baskin.
Oh
so let
God.
Me talk about these other.
We've worked together
to
way
get
too,
back
way,
on track,
way
Jeff.
Too, way too long.
Jeff, over here. Woo! Come on back over. Other schools that would be potential for the
See,
Pac-12.
See, now you whip the stake into the bear pit and expected something different.
North Dakota State, which I know will keep everybody else up at night. San Jose State. Yeah. Jeff's favorite school, UTSA, I had to think about it. University
of Texas, San Antonio.
Yes, I thought about that.
Nothing screams Pac-12 like UTSA.
Too many initials. Tulane. Now, this would be interesting, and this does make sense, especially for basketball, because they don't have a football team.
Andy,
Gonzaga.
I just received a text from somebody.
From Joe?
Smack him for me.
Ding! Is that Joe?
I'm not telling.
Well, why wouldn't you? Who cares?
Joe, I will.
I got a text. Well, who do you think it is? We're all listening. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you listening to the show. Your buddy Phelps is off his rocker. Memphis and then UNLV. UNLV. Does that do anything for anybody?
UNLV could work.
I
think UNLV would actually be a nice addition.
I can tell you for basketball, Gonzaga would be really nice for them too, but I just don't see it. Let me see. Regionally, you look at it, San Diego State, North Dakota State? I don't know. Why not Montana or Montana State? I'm looking at all these schools that were, like at one point, not too long ago, around 20 years ago, were schools that weren't playing, that were playing the old AA. And they moved up to 1A at one point. Nevada is one of those schools. UConn has kind of gone back and forth on that. Do we really have to have another cross-country rival? Or would they just do it for football, join the Pac-12 that way? You've got these 10 schools that we talked about that make sense to join those Mountain West schools. to join the Pac-12. I think my bigger point here is, and I'll leave you with this before we come back and we'll start talking a little bit of baseball too, is that does the Pac-12, if they're bringing in all these schools, does that give them the street cred to say, hey, we deserve an automatic berth into the football playoffs? That's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
man,
I don't know if that's the way
it lays out. All the football powers are elsewhere, Andy. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would think not.
I would say this, though, and we'll come back in a second. 216-474-0092.